Just how much is the war in Iraq costing? But first, it looks as if voters in Taiwan have re-elected their president, Chen Shui-bian, by a whisker. But there are already calls for a recount. Nationalist leader Lian Jian has declared the elections are invalid. The campaign has been as much of a roller coaster as the vote itself, culminating yesterday in an apparent assassination attempt on President Chen and Vice President Annette Liu. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Taipei. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Linda.
Sounds like a real Florida conclusion to this campaign. How close was it exactly?
Well, that's a good comparison, I think. When it came down to it just a couple of hours ago, the two sides were divided by less than 30,000 votes, and this was out of 13.5 million people who voted. And all afternoon they've been counting, well, since 4 o'clock this afternoon when the polling stations closed, they've been counting, and the numbers have been on the television, and it was down to, you know, hundreds of votes between them at some point. So it's really been very close, and I think this, of course, is what has caused some of the dispute.
But what is the basis for declaring that the election might be invalid? I mean, this is not a hanging chads thing, is it?
Well, it could be, in fact. Lian Jian, the opposition candidate, came out and was actually expected to concede. Everyone was waiting for his concession speech. He came out and basically dropped a bombshell and said, we're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept that this vote can stand. Partly because there are 300,000 invalid votes, and they are only lost, apparently, by 30,000. He wants all of them checked. He wants a complete recount. And he also actually brought up one much more emotive issue, and that was the shooting of President Chen Shui-bian yesterday, which he didn't quite jump on the complete conspiracy theory wagon that has been rolling around Taipei for much of today. But he did raise questions about it. Some people have been saying that somehow that was even staged by President Chen's side to win sympathy votes. So that's a very emotive issue, and to bring that into the equation could cause a lot of problems.
Now, there was also a referendum on the ballot, which has apparently failed. What was that?
The referendum was rather complex, but in a nutshell, it was basically, the opposition accused President Chen of using it basically as an election ploy. When President Chen was behind in the polls, he said, we're going to have a referendum. And he put some relatively easy questions on it. Should we negotiate with China? Should we beef up our defenses against China if they don't withdraw their missiles? In the hope that by voting yes on these very easy questions, that might sort of mobilize people to vote yes for President Chen. And what's happened is they have not got the 50% of the electorate casting their ballots on this, and so the whole thing has died and the referendum has not passed.
Well, why did people skip the vote on the referendum?
Well, I think partly to do with how the Nationalist Party, the opposition party, played it. They said it was just an election ploy. It was nothing to do with, the emergence of democracy or even the threat from China, as President Chen said. They said it was totally an election ploy, and I think a lot of people believed that.
In the short time we have left, what do you think? How closely is Beijing and Washington likely to be watching this?
I think both watching very, very carefully. I think both Beijing and Washington did not want President Chen to be elected. They wanted Lian Jian, who's seen as a much more stable influence across the Taiwan Straits. So perhaps both sides will be hoping there is a recount and perhaps that Lian Jian will turn out to be the winner. But I don't know if that's going to happen yet.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from Taipei. Rob, thank you.
Thanks very much, Linda.